If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And welcome to Women Patriots. Our number to call is 718-305-7176. And on this great Tuesday, the 12th of March, we have a wonderful show for you tonight. Jan Morgan is going to join us again, only this time she comes to talk about Islam and America and the dangers that we face. But we not only face danger here at home, we must never forget what happened in Benghazi when the Islamic extremists attacked our embassy and our president and our secretary of state stood by and did nothing and left it in the hands of people not capable of making the call to protect our ambassador and our military members that were there. And so I would like each and everyone listening out there to never forget. They're still seeking answers. Congress wants to talk to the witnesses. There were 30 witnesses. 7 were injured, 3 are still hospitalized, and yet Congress has not gotten to speak to them. And they released some emails and things to Congress, and everything was blacked out on it until they requested again. And they wonder why we have Senator Rand Paul on the floor of the United States Senate saying this president has too much power, and the power belongs in the legislative branch of a government, which is Congress. And that's the way the Constitution was written. And that is what protects we, the people, from an overreaching individual or a group of individuals. And at this point in time, we have an overreaching group of individuals, including our own congressman. Hey, Barbara?
Yes, hello, everybody.
Hi. What did you think about that, Rand Paul? I stayed up. I thought, if that man's going to stand there and fight for us, I'm going to stay up till he can't stand anymore.
I actually went to bed about a half hour before he was finished.
Yeah.
I listened to it all day, and I was just amazed at how, well, I always liked him anyway, but for him to stand there and do that for us, it really gave me a lot of hope.
Yes, and he had support. We must not forget that, you know, Ted Cruz and Representative Lee and others.
Senator Scott.
Yes. Stood there with him and helped him get through that. So we never, ever want to forget that. But what I will never forgive is Senator John McCain and his pal crony, Lindsey Graham, who didn't have the guts to face the man to his face, but come out the next day and try to ridicule what Rand Paul did for we, the American people, by standing up to the establishment. So that's my little rant with that piece. We've got a lot of things to talk about this week. None of them really pleasant, but again, we're going to have a guest who's going to be Jan Morgan, and our number to call is 718-305-7176. And Barbara, we already have a caller. Let's go ahead and bring him on.
Okay.
See who we got.
Hi, guys. It's Kurt Blackwood over in West Tennessee.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. And how are y'all doing?
Good.
Pretty good.
Well, listen, what I called in, I wanted to listen. I read Jan's bio on here, and the things that I found out, this lady really fascinates me. I love that pick of her with that AR-15, I believe it is.
Yes, it is. She's an instructor. Armed and dangerous.
Yes, I got it. From what I understand, she doesn't have to be armed to be dangerous. She's dangerous with her hands as well. But that's great. Like I said, I wanted to listen because I can hear the show much better on the phone than I can on online. And,
okay.
If you hit some dead air and you want somebody to make noise, I'm your guy. But
chatting about the sequester and how Rand Paul stood up for the Constitution, and then he had a few helpers. What did you think of that?
What do I think about what Rand Paul did?
Yeah,
he put in a great effort for us, and I'm proud of him, and I will back him so long as he stands on the position that he presently stands on. I will back him to the hilt. As a matter of fact, we're scheduled to have an event with Senator Paul in Nashville on the 20th of April. This is, I don't know how well kept the secret is, but it's a fairly closed event. There's going to be 500 seats for it, and they're already sold out.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow.
It's like we're all so frustrated because we feel like they're not listening to us. And, he's up there saying everything we've been saying about our Constitution and about the legislative branch and the presidential branch and the overreach. And you know, we're all like, yay, go, yay. And then the establishment, John McCain and Lindsey Graham come out and try to make him out to be a child.
Washington D.C. is too broke to fix, in my opinion.
We got to throw them out. We got a few champions up there,
and we need to salvage those guys, the ones that will work with us, and get rid of the rest of them. We're seeing it. This is happening all the way down. It's happening at the state level.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been in Legislative Plaza in Nashville for the last 5 weeks running. I'll be there again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fighting. I'm not at liberty to say too awfully much about that whole scenario at the moment.
I know what you're saying, because here in Indiana, we have a very conservative governor who wanted to give us, the taxpayers, back money, you know, because we have a budget surplus. Well, the establishment Republicans, because we have a Republican majority in this state, don't want to give us that money. They want to give it to the gambling joint and someplace else. And then they criticized him for bringing it to the public. It's like, okay,
right.
You're taking our money in a time where a lot of people don't have jobs and taxes are being raised. You know, Obama's raised our taxes, whether anybody wants to admit it or not. And you don't want to give it back to the people. So it is at a state level, and that's where we can make a difference at a state level by scrutinizing and pushing for the more constitutionally conservative candidates. So, but thank you for calling in. Jan's going to actually join us about 30 minutes after the hour. So we'll just put you on to the mute and let you listen in. And and we'll go from there. But we thank
okay,
you for calling in to listen. So, yeah.
Good deal.
She's an amazing woman. Amazing woman. So, but yeah, this bit, there is a Washington establishment, Barbara, and I think we as conservatives need to start using that term every time we talk about them, because we were using that term in the primaries and they shut us down because they were, oh, there's no establishment. Well, you know, there's that, this, and there's that. But there is. And that is
they all went out to dinner with Obama that night.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
My
senator was out to dinner with Obama, too, but my senator has voted very conservatively, and he is a conservative. I think you have to have those kind of discussions when he won't answer the call at the White House.
Oh,
but
right.
The fact that they came out, those two came out and criticized Rand Paul, Senator Coates said he stood with Senator Paul. But I have a feeling from watching that, remember that one Republican, I don't remember where he was from, but he got up to the podium and said, this is the first time I get to speak on the floor of the Senate.
Oh, that was Senator Scott.
Was that Senator? Him? Or was that was, I thought it was somebody else.
No, because Scott from South Carolina. He was the one that was appointed in
yes.
South Carolina for taking, what's his name? Oh, Jim DeMint's job position.
Okay. Well, there was him, and then there was the one that got up and was talking about how he's been on the budget committee, and he's so frustrated that they hadn't passed a budget in the 2 years he'd been on that committee. And it makes you wonder just how dysfunctional they are and how many games the old-timers are playing up there, you know, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham. And, you know, all the Harry Reids and all the Democrats. Only one Democrat, I think, stood up with them for our rights on this issue. And we the people have got to wake up. And we have to wake up because there's a woman in New Jersey who they wanted to come into her house to do an appraisal so they could raise her taxes.
Oh.
And when she went to the tax meeting and told them that they worked for her and it was not constitutional for them to do this.
Right.
They took her guns.
Yep.
And they put her in handcuffs.
And they put her kids away, too. They took
yes.
the kids away.
Yes. And this is how they're going to try to do it. And we, the people. Now, of course, New Jersey is not exactly your most conservative state.
Oh,
but,
no, not with Chris Christie.
We the people have to be watching for this, and we have to be loud and very vocal because they're trying to do it, and they're trying to bully their way into it. And that's just something we have got to be aware of and make sure that they don't take our country down, which is what they're trying to do, which we'll be back to talk about here in just a second with the sequester and where they're making cuts. Very aggravating to me.
Yeah.
But join our own warrior Catholic, Chris Ricketts, on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Chris isn't afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in a world becoming hostile to biblical principles. Actually, former Marines aren't afraid of anything. At least that's what Chris told us. Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's plan for mankind's salvation. And he might also explain his plan to teach the Swiss Guard a thing or two. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts, Wednesdays at 7, Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. Let's talk about this sequester, Barbara.
Oh, well,
I am
first
just,
I want to say I was listening to C-SPAN, as I do on most days. And today, the Democrats put in a budget.
Mm-hmm.
However, it supposedly was the same exact budget that the House put in. Now, John McCain said that they got it at 9 o'clock last night. And Harry Reid was saying, oh, no, you've had it for a few days. And then the chairwoman, I forgot what her name was, she said she knows that they got it last night, and she was apologizing, saying it wasn't anything. But John McCain refused to make any amendments to something he didn't read. I'm not going back to my people to tell them I didn't read what's in the bill and pass the bill and started making amendments to it.
You mean like they did with Obamacare, which is the biggest tax hike to ever occur on America?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got a little thing here on a blog that's talking about this budget that they proposed actually includes $1 trillion in new taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just insane. You cannot tax your way out of this situation.
No,
you
not
know,
out of
it. They're hurting the middle class.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because you look at, there were some articles concerning Atlanta and Georgia and how the little communities around them incorporated into townships so they couldn't be annexed into the urban, you know, city, because the city's having problems, whereas the little communities are thriving because they're run by Republicans.
Right, right.
And go ahead.
We're run by Republicans now, too. And Governor McCrory, he's cracking the whip. And he's saying, look, we're not doing Obamacare. We're trying to do this and we're trying to do that. And, of course, everybody's up in arms, you know, these Republicans. But how do you save money if you're not going to cut back anywhere?
Yeah, you can't run your budget like that. And that's what we need to start telling people. We're going to take a quick break, and you will be right back with Women Patriots. Number to call, 718-305-7176. And Jan Morgan will be joining us very shortly, so stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Let's assume that if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're a conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want to Plug Depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic t-shirts to flags. And your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag, proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Martin D. Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right. That's
I'll
what I
you later
heard
tonight.
Last night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and
Real Women, Real Ladies with Real Smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org. We do conservatism right.
And we're back at Women Patriots. The number to call, 718-305-7176. You got something to say, we want to hear it. We're talking currently, we're talking about the money issues in Washington and this ridiculous president and the way he's going about cutting. Oh, have you read some of this, Barbara? Where these cuts are coming from?
You know, he's like cutting off his nose to spite his face. He's just getting everybody angry with him, not just the GOP or Republicans.
Yeah, they're cutting off tuition assistance for all of our soldiers. They're cutting off aid for our homeless veterans while making sure the union people in the Pentagon still get their money. They're not taking any cuts. They're spending $1.5 million to study obese lesbians from the National Institute of Health, okay? And yet, they're cutting health care, increasing the copay that our soldiers have to pay for their health care. They're going to charge you and I. Like, I have a health care plan, so I'm going to have taxes on my health care plan because I'm responsible enough to have a health care plan. I got to pay for it because these people who aren't responsible aren't paying their fair share.
Yeah, and you know, that's Obama's big thing. Oh, pay your fair share, blah, blah, blah. Well, where are the others? You know, and those liberals keep saying, well, you're going to hurt the middle class if you keep doing this. No, you keep doing this. We're getting squashed.
We are squashed right now. It's just it's ridiculous. And they don't understand. They don't have, well, I think they do, and they have an agenda. And if you go to conservativenationradio.org, click on the Women Patriots, and go over and read about that agenda. It will scare your pants off of you. Read it. And then listen to the video that's on there. Because there is an agenda. And this is exactly what they want to do. They want to bring the United States down to the level of a third world country. Because we're too proud. Well, we have a right to be proud. You know, our founding fathers and our inventors and our creators and our entrepreneurs are what made this country great. The people made it great, not the government.
Right.
Not the government. And yet, I bet you Obama's going to be out there playing his golf game, but we're not going to get a tour of the White House.
Well, you know, there's a big to-do with the House with that, because they're like, they don't want him going on vacation and going out golfing.
He's been on two vacations already this year.
I know. And then he's going to go on one for 2 months. But they're trying to stop him from just picking up and going anytime he wants. Because it's costing too much money for him and his family to go traveling all over the place, especially to go campaigning and saying how bad the Republicans are.
Which is all
he's
done.
My pay.
They cost us $1.4 billion a year.
Yep.
Yeah. That's on top of the reasonable costs. They've doubled the Secret Service men in the White House. Don't you think you could cut it back to what it was good enough for every other president?
Well,
instead of cutting
the borders open, if he didn't leave the borders open and let these cronies come into the White House, to let these cronies go into the White House, but not the children. You know, and he says he's all for the children.
Right.
My eye.
And they are laying off 60,000 Border Patrol agents, and they're releasing illegal immigrants. Yes, absolutely.
These are such impeachable offenses. And
ain't got nobody with the guts.
One of the congresswomen here in my area, she used to be mine until I was redistricted.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she posted on Facebook, President Obama has announced a new openness to meeting with Republicans over the next several weeks. He will be coming to Capitol Hill to discuss his policies and their impact? And if you were a member of Congress, what would you ask President Obama? So, you know, I was reading some of it today, and more often than not, they want him to resign. They would ask him they want him to resign.
Yeah,
and
like that's going to happen. He's got it so good, you know. He's a millionaire now. He wasn't a millionaire when he went in office.
Well, you do know about Michelle's birthday party, right?
No, tell us about that.
Oh, her 50th birthday is coming up, and they're going to have this big party with Beyonce and somebody else. I don't remember who the other person was. But they're going to have this big party, and they won't let the children in the White House that volunteers, they don't even get paid, take them around the White House. That.
Oh, well, no, because they have to pay for the Secret Service while those people are touring. But they doubled the Secret Service after that one party where their social secretary screwed up and that one couple got in. Instead of blaming their social secretary, they doubled the security. And right there's your cut.
Yep.
You know, but they're doing whatever they can to be spiteful and hurtful to the American people. Because he didn't get his way, and he wants to get his way. And if he can't get his way, he's going to try to make the Republicans and anybody who stands in his way look bad. Well, this is your fault. Well, no, it's not. As Bob Woodward pointed out, sequestration was Obama's baby.
Yes.
And he just didn't think the Republicans would have the guts to stand up to do it. And I'm really glad they did. But, you know, I'm watching them make these ridiculous cuts in ridiculous places instead of cut the waste and the pork. And there's so much of that. They're building robotic squirrels, and we're funding that as taxpayers.
Yeah.
But
it's for technology.
Nobody cares. You know, nobody cares.
Yeah.
But cutting my border guards, quit cutting our national defense, and make responsible, common sense cuts.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also heard that North Korea said that they were at war with us.
Oh, my God. That man's nuts.
Yeah.
And we got soldiers over there.
I know.
And that man, he's nuttier than his father.
I know.
That's pretty darn scary.
Or evil.
Or nuts.
So also, what do you think of the $2.5 billion that we're going to give to Egypt per John Kerry?
It's insane. It's just insane. He has ruined every step we have taken in this war on terror. This president has negated any progress that we might have made. And, you know, the filibuster that Rand Paul did wasn't actually about the drones so much as the overreach of the executive office.
Right. It's more about the Constitution.
Because there's one person deciding who lives and who dies. And at first they refused to say that they wouldn't use those drones on American soil. They couldn't come right out and say no. That's all he wanted. He would have ended it in a minute. It took them all night and into the next day.
It took them 6 months.
True. True. Because they wouldn't answer it in committee. So,
and then we're dancing around it.
It's just how
dancing around it. You know, he would never come out with a straight answer.
Nope. Well, no, because if you give a straight answer, it pins you down.
Exactly.
And you don't want to be pinned down. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Number to call is 718-305-7176, and Dan Morgan will be joining us shortly.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with a hoop earring?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
You're listening to Brenda Ward and Barbara Buffing, The Beauty and the Brain, on conservativenationradio.org.
And I apologize, people. For some reason, there is a delay for those buttons. They're not. There's like a 2 or 3 second delay for they kick in. So I apologize for the hesitation before those things play, but I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk. But anyway, I am just so frustrated with our government right now. I just, you know, and you just don't know half the time what to do. And that's why people like Jan Morgan and Judy Lloyd, who runs Thoughtful Women, and all these conservatives out there working now behind the scenes come into play.
Yeah.
And even with our traditional American movement.com and what we do here on Conservative Nation Radio, it gives us hope. It gives us hope. But we have all got to stand out, and we've got to be loud, and we've got to protect people like this poor woman in New Jersey who is facing, you know, charges because she stood up for her rights as an individual.
I hope she gets a lawyer that'll do it pro bono, because I'm sure she doesn't have money for it.
Well, they said she's got a really good lawyer, so we'll see how that works out. Because we don't want to become New York City and be told what we can drink and how much of it we can drink.
But basically, oh, that's funny that you mentioned that, because yesterday a judge had said, don't. This isn't happening. And
well,
there was.
Of course not.
Because it was so, like, you could have it some places, but not others. So basically, this morning I was listening to one of the talk show hosts, and he had an attorney on, and the attorney was kind of explaining, you know, the words. And they turned around, and the lawyer turned around and said, well, basically, what the judge was saying is, this is really stupid, and we're not dealing with it. Like, oh, that's so cool.
Well, you know, it's like they can, they sell 2 liters in the store. So what they were going to do was hurt the restaurant business by saying, well, you can't sell that 2 liter with that pizza.
Right. Well, they weren't allowed to give it away free. A lot of pizza places, they have buy a pizza and you get a 2 liter bottle of soda for free, or if you buy 2 pizzas or something like that. And that's what he wanted to stop.
Okay.
But it's like, come on, really? And then actually, Sean Hannity had some guests on the. I normally don't listen to him, only sometimes when I'm flipping stations. But I was listening to him. He had some guests on. I don't even know who the guests were, to be honest with you. But this one woman's like, well, yeah, he's going to get it done and blah, 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 because that's too much drinking of that. And anyway, he ends up.
It's amazing how they can sit there and say, stay out of my bedroom, but they're coming into your kitchen.
But no, Sean made a good point because this other woman was a liberal. And the other woman said, well, Sean asked her, well, do you believe in abortion? And, of course, she got a little like, that's none of your business kind of thing. But the bottom line was she believes in choice. Okay, so leave me alone with my food.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and that was the argument that was going back and forth there.
Oh, but if they can't get you one way, they'll get you another. Because I know I seem like I'm skipping around, but they're all kind of related. Because they're sneaky and they're underhanded. Look at
and
what
they're
doing
try and tax it all.
Yeah, look at what they're doing with the gun situation. They're, you know, these places saying they're not going to sell them anymore. Or you can't sell them in our state. Or, you know, with this woman in New Jersey confiscating her guns because she dared bring up the Constitution. So she's a terrorist threat.
Exactly.
And this is what Rand Paul was talking about in his rant, too. We are on the terrorist list because we're conservatives and we're pro-life and we're pro-gun and we're pro-Constitution. We are terrorists according to our own government. And this was what Rand Paul was referring to. So,
yes.
You know, are we going to start being killed on our own shores? Really?
That's the point.
And I tell you, here's what upsets me a little bit about what I was listening to with Rand Paul and the members of Congress. Because Thomas Jefferson, who is one of the main powers behind the Constitution and this country, and one of our great founding fathers, very wise man. When the government becomes destructive, it is up to the people to overthrow that government.
That's right.
For them to come out and try to say that if there's any kind of uprising, we're going to be the terrorists. When they're out there stealing money from the American people unconstitutionally, taking our money, spending it in unconstitutional ways, and they want to dare say, I don't have a right to stand up for my Constitution and my rights, it's a little bit aggravating because if push comes to shove, we the people have the right to say, no, we're done with you.
Yeah.
And they just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand what the Constitution says. And it's very, very frustrating. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. We are expecting Jan Morgan to be calling in at any time, so we want you to stay tuned for that. And the leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's a traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. Hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal-free site. Well, Barbara, I'm kind of wondering if Jan knows that our time changed.
Well, she's in Arkansas, and I've been emailing her. So I'm actually going to send her another message.
Okay. Because, yes, for all those that aren't on Daylight Saving Times, our clocks just changed this week, so... We lost an hour. Did we lose an hour? I don't know. It's all confusing to me. But supposedly it saves us money when we do that. I don't know. But if I think about it too much, it gets confusing. I remember as a child we used to do it, and then we quit doing it, and then we went back to doing it just a couple of years ago. So anyhow, we are expecting Jan Morgan to be joining us. She is going to be talking about the dangers of Islam in America. And if you haven't thought about this, if you haven't been paying attention, there are some real problems in this country with the extreme Islam and Sharia law. And we all need to be aware that it's going on. And this doesn't mean we hate everybody who professes to be a Muslim. That's not what we promote. But it means be informed and be aware. Because as we've seen, our president has a propensity to side with the terrorists and with the extreme Islamists over Christians. And so that's what Jan's going to be joining us to talk about tonight. So hopefully she'll be calling in soon and we'll get to hear from her, because she is very well versed on that subject, along with many, many others. We had her on a couple of weeks ago to talk about this gun issues and various other things. So
she's a phenomenal woman.
Isn't she? And yeah. And she was an award-winning journalist and decided that the media wasn't telling the truth and went out there and has establishing her own reputation, you know, on the internet. And I'm just really hoping that Bob Woodward got ticked off enough that he's going to start actually looking into things a little more. Because,
well, you know, there was a lot more. There was like three others that came out and said the same thing, that they get bullied from the White House.
Yes, absolutely. After Bob Woodward came forward, there were several others that said the same thing, that they were called names, insulted, and everything. Because if you dare speak against the current administration in any sort of way, you are bad.
And yes. you get banned from the briefing.
Yes. And yet, look what they did to Bush, Barbara. You couldn't turn on the TV without people talking and bad-mouthing President Bush, who was actually a better man than the guy we have in the White House now.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, he still does things with our troops.
Oh, yeah.
And he was genuine in what he felt for this country. You know,
He was in the service.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not saying I agree with everything he did.
Right.
But the man was a true patriot. And the guy we got in there now is not even close.
Ah.
This man we have in there now, his wife said when he was elected, for the first time in her life, she was proud to be an American. Okay,
yeah.
I have a problem with that. But
yeah.
This is widespread. This is what they teach in the urban areas, is that the white man is causing all your problems. It's the
yeah.
white man. And then they try to teach our kids that you should feel guilty because your ancestors enslaved the black people. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know if my ancestor had slaves or not. Doesn't matter, because half of this country, the white people fought against the white people to free those black people. So we don't owe you anything.
Right.
This has just gone on for far too long. And instead of taking responsibility for your actions, which would prevent these gangs and these rapes and this disrespect of women, they blame the white man. Go ahead, Barbara.
They do, and, you know, I'm so tired of that kind of rhetoric and that kind of mentality, because, you know, that was so many years ago, and they wanted, you know, they're people, the liberals, a lot of them are saying, oh, well, you lost, get over it already and move on. It's like, okay, you want to move on from this, but you don't want to move on from that.
Yeah, isn't that funny? And like they moved on because Bush won? No, they filibustered all of his. They held up the court appointees, like judges, that Bush wanted, waiting for the time when they would have control so that they could put their liberal judges on the bench so we can have legislation from the bench which is, again, not constitutional. That's not what the judges are for. And actually, some on the Supreme Court need to be probably impeached because of the way they rule. And we can do that. Congress can do that. But we don't. Yeah. We got to have somebody with the guts to do it instead of these establishment people who are so used to their money flowing through their hands that they don't care what we the people think. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America.
Yeah.
Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the3rdlantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council. You're gonna
fly. Hi, everyone. This is Reba McEntire for RAD. You know, I see a lot of funny things traveling all over this beautiful country of ours. But one thing that's not very funny is when someone gets in a car trying to drive when they're drunk. Take their keys away from them, because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
And you're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call is 718-305-7176. And I'm told that Jan is in the house. So let's go ahead and bring her on live. Hey,
Hi, Jan.
Hi, ladies. How are you tonight?
Good, thank you.
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing great. Just wonderful. I apologize about being a little behind my schedule this evening. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I was asking Barbara if maybe, you know, the time didn't change where you're at.
I've been doing so many radio shows lately, and they're all different time zones, and I get confused and forget about which one's which. But that's not an excuse. I am here now, so let's talk Islam.
Let's talk Islam, because this is a real problem in our country and around the world.
You know, it in more ways than one. The problem is, a lot of folks don't realize that we've got more of an issue here than just the threat of physical acts of jihad. That's where the focus is of most Americans who are concerned at all about it. What we're really needing to deal with, and what people are overlooking, is civilization jihad, and that is a systematic, like a methodical infiltration of virtually every facet of our society, and slowly bringing people around to their way of thinking. And it's using our own constitution against us in most instances. For example, on Facebook, if you try to post something against the Islamization of our country, if you post something that's viewed negative in any way about Islam, and I'm talking about fact-based information, for example, how many terrorist attacks have been committed by Muslims since 9/11? There are over 19,000. deadly terror attacks that have been committed by Muslims since 9/11. You post that information on your Facebook, suddenly it's marked as hate speech, even though it's fact speech, it's not hate speech. But because it is a, quote, religion, then anything negative you say about it is viewed as hate speech. And so that's what we're up against.
But yeah. I heard that's not a religion.
Well, I don't believe it is, but, you know, that depends on who you talk to, I guess. It's my personal view is that it is a
more of an ideology.
It is a theocracy / religion. It is a theocracy / terrorist organization, actually, if you want to know my honest feeling about it. It's a theocracy
right.
/ terrorist organization that hides behind the mask of religion in order to achieve its mission of world domination. A majority of what they do, because it includes its own set of laws. Sharia law cannot peacefully coexist. It cannot coexist with constitutional law. And that's what the greatest threat in America of Islam is, that it's bringing is this desire to convert to Sharia law and force Sharia law down the throats of the American people. And we already have over 50 court cases in this country where our judges have allowed Sharia law to trump constitutional law in cases that involve Muslims. And that's outrageous. Those judges should be disbarred. And we shouldn't have to establish that we live by constitutional law only in this country. That was established many, many years ago.
Right. And I'm with you on that. I've seen some of those rulings, and it's absolutely appalling, because if you were a Christian in that same court, they would not rule in your favor.
Right.
It's more
exactly.
like they're
well,
afraid.
Well, because there's a difference in the punishment. For example, under Sharia law, you can rape a woman. You can rape your wife. And unless she can bring forth 3 or 4 witnesses to that rape, then she can't prove her case according to Sharia law. And so, it's a very barbaric system of law. We can't allow Sharia law to exist in this country, and we can't allow people to commit crimes that are against constitutional law and get acquitted of those crimes because they say they are Muslim and live under Sharia law.
Yeah.
My response, if I was a judge, would be, excuse me, you may live by Sharia law, but if you live in America, you abide by constitutional law, and that's the way we're going to listen to your case, and that's the way we're going to judge your case, and if you're found guilty, that's the way we're going to punish your case.
Well, yes, absolutely. It's come to the point where if you are a true patriotic, constitutional-loving American, the courts and the law are against you, and it's like they want to make all these people, you know, like we have to speak Spanish, and we have to welcome the Sharia law, and we can't talk bad about the Muslims, and it's almost like we're unwelcome in our own country.
Yeah.
Exactly, and there are some cities where you are no longer welcome if you're not Muslim. Dearborn, Michigan is one of those places.
Yes, absolutely. That's Michigan's just north of me here in Indiana, and let me tell you, people, they take to the streets there, and they try to silence anybody who speaks against Muslim, and
exactly.
Have their own huge community.
Well, during one of their really large rallies there, some Christians went to, and it made national news, and you probably may have seen the YouTube video. They were actually stoned. Christians who went there who were simply handing out little Christian pamphlets, they
mm-hmm.
were forced to leave by the Muslims in the city, and they were stoned, and all that was captured on videotape.
And yet
they
nothing was done.
There. No, nothing was done. The law enforcement stood behind the Muslims and basically told these people, get out of town. Even though the whole thing was caught on videotape, there was no incitement to violence. They were simply Christians walking the streets handing out Christian pamphlets. That happened in the United States of America, believe it or not.
Yes, as you're saying that, I do remember that.
Sure.
If we go to their countries, if we, like, dare speak out of line, they'll throw us in jail forever.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't understand. Actually, it was a couple of weeks ago. Publius Holder. Do you know who she is, Jan?
Who?
Publius Holder. constitutionalist lawyer. She was actually in front of, I'm pretty sure it was the Supreme Court, saying the Constitution is not your opinion of the Constitution. It's not your opinion on what it says. It is what it is. And
right.
She had this big video thing on it. And, you know, when Paul Ryan was doing the sequester, Rand Paul, sorry, I know who I'm talking about, I really do. when Rand Paul was doing the filibuster, he was talking about the Constitution, you know, and he gave me hope, quite frankly, that we're going to bring the Constitution back in this country where it belongs. What do you think of that? I mean, that's just my hope, my thought.
Right. You know, something else I wanted to point out, too, when we were talking about civilization jihad, some other examples of civilization jihad, if you get on my website, janmorganmedia.com, I'm usually posting stories about that. There was a case in Texas where some high school students were forced to don burqas. They had to wear burqas, and they had to refer to Islamic terrorists as freedom fighters.
Yes.
Now, at the same time, we had another kid in another school who was sent home from school and threatened suspension because he had on a T-shirt that had the word Marines written across the front, and, of course, it had the Marine logo with the two rifles crossed, and
yep.
He was sent home. So you can't be supportive of our military in this country, in our public schools, but then you can turn around and you have to refer to Islamic terrorists as freedom fighters. That's what I'm talking about is when I'm saying civilization jihad. Our political correctness is prompting people to overlook and go overboard even in promoting this diversity regarding Islam while at the same and cultural acceptance is what they're referring to it as, while at the same time standing up against our own military. Those are the kinds of things that are frustrating to me, and they're little incidents that happen here and there throughout our country. And individually, it might not seem like such a huge thing because you're thinking, okay, that's one little school, and that's one incident. They must have had an idiot teacher there. But when you look at the big picture, if you just go on the Internet and do a search and type up schools versus Islam, you will find that things like this are happening at public schools all over this country. You will find that our institutions of higher education are accepting millions and millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia, all in the name of providing cultural diversity education in their institutions. That's how it's happening.
Yes, indoctrination of our children.
Exactly.
And they're trying to infuse kindness toward the terrorists and hatred for Israel and the United States.
Right.
And, you said that instance of the burqas, but there was one, I think, they actually took the school kids and they had to go to Muslim prayers or something in one of the cities.
Exactly.
And it's just it's just frightening.
It was a school field trip, and they took the kids on a school field trip to an actual mosque, and the kids had to participate in a Muslim prayer, heads to the floor, the whole works. You can't pray to God. Christians can't pray to God in public school, but we can take our public school children on school buses to a mosque where they have to participate in an Islamic prayer. So that's what I'm talking about. And if parents don't rise up and stand up against this sort of behavior, it's only going to get worse.
Right.
Yoni Darwish, if you've ever read her book, Cruel and Usual Punishment, she was a Muslim the first 30 years of her life. She managed to escape Islam, and she wrote a book called Cruel and Usual Punishment, a play off of the name The Cruel and Unusual Punishment. But anyway, she writes that our Americans are seriously overlooking the most grave threat. We're focusing too much on trying to prevent physical acts of jihad, and we're overlooking this mass civilization jihad that is occurring in this country. And she referred to the Muslim Brotherhood's documented plan for the destruction of America from within. That is a documented plan that was discovered by our own FBI. That plan includes a meticulous outline of exactly how they will infiltrate and take over this country in time. And it is It is a slow desensitization method. And they are following it to a T, which is what's so amazing. You know, their own plan is out there for anyone and everyone to look at. You look at it, they're following it, and yet we're just walking blindly into the Islamization of our country. And it's very frustrating to me. And when you speak out against it, it means you get death threats against your life, which is what I've had to deal with, as well as a lot of backlash from people who just don't want to believe it.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we need to take a quick break, and I want to remind everybody the number to call is 718-305-7176. We have Jan Morgan from Jan Morgan Media, and if you have a question, feel free to call in.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
For the Talk Radio News Service, I'm Justin Duckham. House Budget Chief Paul Ryan today unveiled his latest budget plan, which aims to balance the nation's budget by 2023 by reducing the growth of federal spending, simplifying tax rates, repealing President Obama's health care law, and altering the structures of Medicare and Medicaid. Ryan formally unveiled the proposal during a press conference on Capitol Hill this morning.
Show us how to balance the budget. If you don't like the way we're proposing to balance our budget, how do you propose to balance the budget?
As expected, the plan was not well received by Democrats, who attacked it for not including tax increases.
Can you find a single item in tax reform, a single loophole closed to achieve $5 trillion? $5 trillion, man, that's a lot of money.
To counter Ryan, Senate Democrats released their own budget today. Whereas Ryan's plan is aimed at balancing the budget, the Democratic plan is focused on reducing the country's debt-to-GDP ratio, which Obama has said is a bigger priority. Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News Service, Washington.
It's easy to take your world for granted. Most days go by without a whole lot of surprises. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if everything familiar becomes anything but? Would you be prepared?
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear. We were about to head home after a bonfire, and Smokey said the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
No kidding.
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
Kidding. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Okay, and you're listening to Women Patriots on ConservativeNationRadio.org, and we seem to have lost Jan, so I'm hoping she'll call us right back. The number to call is 718-305-7176, and we were talking about the real danger that is Islam in America. And she was also talking about the posting of how exactly they were going to do it. Now, there's more than one plan out there. If you go to ConservativeNationRadio.org, drop to the shows, drop to Women Patriots, check out the agenda, because the agenda came out from behind the Iron Curtain back in 1958, and exactly line for line is how you bring down America and how you turn America, and this is what they're using. They're using this plan. And they're using Islam, extreme Islam, to do it. By, like Jan was saying, in our school system, the C-scope. If you've got some kind of computer program in your state that they're trying to push through your legislation, stand up and say no. because that's where they were teaching that our founding fathers, our forefathers, who participated in the Boston Tea Party, were terrorists. And they're teaching that the Islamic extremists are freedom fighters. This is happening in your schools and your school districts. You need to know what's going on. You need to quiz your kids on what they're being taught, because this is how they're trying to change a whole generation in the way they think. And Jan, if you're out there listening, I hope you'll call us back, 718-305-7176. I don't know what happened there for a minute, but it's pretty scary stuff, Barbara.
Yeah, well, she actually posted. She might have, because of her timing being off,
uh-huh.
She just posted that she was going to be on a different show.
Oh, so she might have had to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if that's the case, folks, we had Jan Morgan for a moment.
Well, actually, she did bring up some really good topics. It is happening right before our eyes. And they had that piece of paper that she was saying, you know, this is what's going to happen, and that's what's happening. And it's scary.
It's very scary.
We allowed a lot of this to happen when it first started happening. And it little by little, they've been doing this with different cultures coming in to take away Christianity. And we allowed it. Okay, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But now it's okay for other people to worship their God in the streets and have parades. And
Yes, but you're not allowed to pray in school.
Yeah,
and yet Rand Paul brought this out also in the filibuster. They say a prayer every day before they open the session.
That's right.
Because there is no separation of church and state in our Constitution. It's not there. You won't find it.
Right.
It's not there. Our founding fathers were Judeo-Christians. Most of them had a faith and a practicing belief. Okay? Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. There may have been a couple deists, but even those people believed in a higher being.
Right.
And those people, Thomas Jefferson, attended services in the Capitol. He just didn't want to be he didn't want to show a preference for one religion over another, so they would have different preachers or pastors or whoever come in each Sunday.
Yeah.
But here we are in America, founded on this Judean principle, allowing the Muslim culture and Sharia law to come in and infiltrate into our country and changing the basic dynamics of our country and showing no concern for the Constitution. And this is a problem.
Yes, and that's why I brought up Publius Hulda, because she was in front of the Supreme Court and the judges, and she told them what like it is. It's not your decision. It's what says in the Constitution. It's not your interpretation of what the Constitution says, because it's simple.
Well, yes, and if you go to the Federalist Papers, which you can do that online,
yep.
You could get a deeper look into what our founding fathers were thinking when they said certain things, or
yep.
when they wrote down certain things. And it certainly didn't mean that you could come into the United States, because even when the Danbury Baptists, who are the ones where Thomas Jefferson was responding to their concerns that the Constitution didn't go far enough in protecting their right to practice their religion freely. He said, you know, without the government interfering, short of them breaking the law. This was actually in the letter, because you know, Christians understand that if you break the law of the United States or you do harm to another individual, that is a crime.
Right. And there's consequences. Okay.
And there's consequences. Whereas in Sharia law, they believe in killing people. They believe you kill people who don't do as you say. And this is not changed.
The jury and the executioner.
Yes, and it hasn't changed. It was the same in the time of Thomas Jefferson, because, again, you can go back into the 1700s when they were dealing with the Barbary pirates from Tripoli who thought they had to kill the infidels. This is not America creating problems. America didn't create this problem with the Middle East and the Islamics and the extreme Muslims. America didn't create this problem. This problem was going on in the very early years of America's founding. And our founding fathers didn't want to go to war. They were pulled into wars because France wasn't going to deal with them if they didn't help them fight England and this and that, you know, the political stuff that goes on. And they got tired, and it wasn't Thomas Jefferson. He was actually paying bribes to the Barbary pirates. We got tired of them stopping our ships, taking our men hostage, stealing our money. And we took it to them, and we beat them.
Yeah.
We didn't start it. We didn't start anything. And I'm sorry, but we were based on Judeo-Christian principles. But it's okay to mock God. Just don't mock Muhammad.
Right. Right. Go figure. When somebody urinated on the cross, that was okay.
Oh, and put it in a toilet. Yet, when our soldiers were burning a Quran because they were told that was the appropriate way to dispose of a Quran that had been, there had been something done to it.
There was codes in there.
Okay. Well, then we apologized. Our president apologized. Our soldiers faced discipline for burning a book. It's a book. You know, if the liberals go out there and burn a Bible, yeah, some of us might get a little upset because we keep our ancestry line in there, you know,
right.
Because that's how they kept the records, you know, in the old day. They put them in their Bible because that's what everybody had in their house was a Bible.
Yep.
That's what they learned to read from because that's what everybody had was a Bible. And yet now today, somehow in America, it's not correct to be Christian. It's not correct to quote from the Bible. It's not correct. But it's okay to be a Muslim. It's okay to rape your wife. It's okay to behead your daughters. It's okay if you're a Muslim.
The thing that gets Jan is if you go in front of the court, and the court says, oh, well, it's Sharia law, so, okay, you could do that. It's like, no, we're in America.
Well, here's what's scary, Barbara. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Pamela Geller was banned from CPAC. And if you're listening out there, you don't know who Pamela Geller is. She's big on speaking against Islam in America and against the jihadists. She was banned from CPAC, but that's not all, and I'll be back to tell you more. But make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on The Sound of Freedom with Hig and Resch, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friend. He's the well-known author of Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler, who is running for judge, Thursday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives. But yes, if you weren't listening earlier, we did have Jan Morgan stop by, and she was talking with, she got us talking about the extreme Islam. But here's the thing. If you also follow Jan Morgan, you know that CPAC was giving out an award for one of the best blog sites. And she wanted us to like the Jihad Watch. And so we did. And guess what?
They won.
And guess what? They didn't get the award. And you know why? Because one of the guys at the head of CPAC is married to a Muslim. This is very frightening. This is very frightening that this is going on right here in America. Not to mention all the other nonsense, you know, with them trying to spend us into oblivion there on Capitol Hill and take our guns away and take our God-given rights away from us. We now have to contend with these people who want to support not a religion of peace. It's not a religion of peace. It tells them they have to kill the infidel. Well, who is the infidel? The infidel is the Christian. It is we, the people of the United States of America. It's just totally, totally insane.
I was going to ask Jan, but maybe you remember this too. I think it was last year up in Michigan where there was football Friday or something to that effect, or Saturday morning, and it was one of their holidays, so the kids couldn't play, and they were making a big to-do about it because they couldn't play on their holiday.
No, I don't know that, but I know that we're starting to have Muslim holidays in our school.
Oh,
so they're respecting one religion over another.
No,
that's unconstitutional. You can't do that.
No.
And they say, well, because you have Christmas and you have all these things. Well, you know what? Christmas, to some people, is not a Christian holiday. It's an American holiday. And
it's the birth of Christ.
Well, and I know some people, Barbara, I was brought up, and I'm a Christian, but I was brought up, taught that, you know, if you look at the biblical things, you know, he couldn't have been born in December is what they say. So we didn't celebrate Christmas as the birth of Christ. We just celebrated Christmas as a holiday, not a holy day, a holiday. And, you know, we would celebrate the death and the resurrection of Christ on Sunday. So not everybody in America, and you know, a lot of people, even those that don't believe in God, celebrate Christmas. And you know, that's nobody taken away from those who do, you know, believe and you know, go to services and things. But to start instituting Muslim holidays, I mean, it's not like we have the Hanukkah holidays and breaks from school and Jewish holidays, because heaven forbid we stand with the Jews.
Oh, right.
Against the extremist. So we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. The number to call, 718-305-7176. You got something to say? We want to hear about it right here.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCSforAutomation.com. That's PCS 4automation.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
You're listening to Women Patriots with Brenda Ward on conservativenationradio.org.
We need to get another one that adds Barbara Buffing to that. That's a little old. You're listening to Brenda and Barbara on conservativenationradio.org, 718-305-7176, if you have something to say. Now, before we leave this Islam in America thing, I think you've all probably heard what's happening in Detroit, how it's bankrupt because they are run by Democrats. Well, the Republican governor has taken the power away from the council there of that city, and he's going to appoint somebody to actually try to revive their economy. However, one of the ladies on the city council there said that they were just picking on Detroit because it was the birthplace of Islam in America.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes. And then that makes me wonder, how deep does this Islamic infiltration go into our urban areas? What don't we know that's been occurring for this woman in Detroit, which if anybody knows about Detroit, it's just it's pretty sad, actually. We go through there on our way to Canada, and it's nothing but deserted and abandoned buildings that are falling down. And but that was her argument. That she was trying to say, oh, this is anti-Muslim. This is anti-Islam because we were born here. Well, you know what? And there's even some people that will say that the Muslims were here in our country first. It's like, really, people? I don't care if you think your Muslims were here first. Our founding fathers fought, died to have freedom in this country based on Judeo-Christian values, not Muslim Sharia law. And no, you cannot come in and take away what we have earned over the last 200 plus years in this country. It is not your right to come into our country and demand that we bow to your religion, which has never had a part in our history here in America. Just totally, you know, aggravated. You can tell that aggravates me.
Well, that's because they're getting, you know, we're getting Americans. They're getting pushed aside.
Oh yeah, if you're an American in America, if you're born, if you're a white American, particularly male, you are the most discriminated against creature in this country. And I will say that I'm a white woman, so I'm probably just right below you. I'm a white woman, Christian conservative, so I'm right below that white male in this country. And this has been going on for a very long time. Back when my brother actually first moved to California. He had to move to California because that's where he went there to get a job, and that's where his wife was from. He took a test to be a journeyman in the, you have to excuse my phone. There's nobody here to answer it. And I can't shut it off. Okay. But anyway, sorry about that, folks. I'm all by myself tonight. My family, my daughter's working, and my husband and my son went down to the state house today, so they haven't come back yet. But I forgot what I was saying. Remind me.
Oh, I was just reading what Uncle Bing was writing. Writing.
I was talking about my brother, and my brother and I are in our early 50s, and this was back when we were out of school, and he went and he took the test to be a journeyman or work in the union, as my father did, because they made really good money working in the steamers and pipe fitters union. Well, he scored the highest on the test, okay, and he did the best in the interview, but because of affirmative action, they had to hire some minorities. So they didn't go on who was best qualified for the job. They took the person of color because that was what the law said they had to do.
Yep.
That, my friends, is reverse discrimination.
Yep.
And this was back in the 80s. So this discrimination against the white male in America has been going on for quite a while now. And we need to start waking up, and we need to start realizing it. And we need more people to speak out, like Dr. Ben Carson, against political correctness. It is ruining our country. And, okay, that's what I got to say. You got something to say, give us a call, 718-305-7176. We'd love to have you join in our discussion. We talk about everything on this show and anything, and Lord only knows where we're going to ramble next. So.
Yeah, well, speaking of that affirmative action, my husband would tell me a lot that there was this one company up in Long Island where they had, it was a factory, and the owner had more than the one factory in various parts of Long Island. And they came in and said, oh, you know, affirmative action, you don't have enough black people here working in your company. Well, they weren't looking at the other buildings that he had. So he ended up firing people, saying, I had too many black people, sorry.
Well, and here's the thing. You know, I have nothing against anybody for the color of their skin.
Absolutely.
In the medical field, we have a lot of people who are from India. Some of them probably, they're practicing Muslims, but they're not Islamic extremists, you know, but they don't eat, you know, meat and different things like that. Great people, wonderful people to know. But they get hired because of their qualifications, not for the color of their skin. There's probably more foreign doctors working or of foreign descent working in our hospital systems today than there are white males and females. You know, it's not about discrimination. It's about working to get where you want. Yeah, qualifications.
Yeah.
And these people want to work. They want to get their education, and they want to service in this country, and that's how they get to where they are today. Not by getting handouts, but by actually working.
And I have all the respect in the world for people like that.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. And it's like, I don't truly see in colors. Seriously.
Yeah.
I'd say 50 to 60% of the doctors in that I work with are probably of another nationality, you know, rather than from here in America. But, and a couple of those I've worked with for 25, 30 years, and they're wonderful, wonderful people to work for and with. It has nothing to do, people, with the color of your skin.
Right.
And everything to do with your behavior. And that's what we're missing. This is what the Democrats don't want you to take responsibility for your behavior. And that is a problem in our society. That is what causes gun violence. That is what causes people to join these gangs, these black mobs that are overrunning the city malls. Because they're not taught to respect. They're taught to hate.
Actually.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. My cousin posted this this afternoon. My cousin lives up in Jersey, so I'm not sure exactly where it is. He wants to know, he said, So, okay, a 16-year-old kid pulls a gun on an undercover cop, and the cop shoots him, kills him. Yes, it's tragic. Yesterday, there was a vigil that was held to protest against police brutality. The people are outraged and looking for justice, saying the police brutality has to stop in the community. A riot ensues. The police equip themselves in riot gear. A store is ransacked and reportedly looted. The worker beaten up. The police barricade the police station and entrench themselves. And my cousin wants to know, is he missing something here? Where's the outrage against the teen pulling the gun?
Where there isn't none. There is, yeah, there's no responsibility.
Against the gang that the teen is purported member of.
There is none. And just like the gang members that killed that young black girl in Chicago, they didn't come out against the gangs. They came out against the guns. And the guns are not the problem. The guns are not the problem. The problem is we have a whole generation of African-American kids who think and do whatever they feel like because they don't have two parents in the home. They're not being taught to respect. They're not being taught to work for what you want. You earn your respect. It is not given to you. They're being taught hate. And they're being taught that it's because of the white man. When in reality, if you look at these Democratic areas, they're not run by the white men.
Right.
A look at the facts will tell you different. ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. There's really nothing that comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's conservativenationradio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
Prevent your child's next asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
And you're back. This is Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. Feel free to give us a call, 718-305-7176. We've been talking about a number of different topics, extreme Islam, what fuels the problems in America, and discrimination, who it's actually against. The word racist has thrown around way too much and actually dilutes when a real act of racism occurs. And it's just a really sad state of affairs in this country when you can't say anything for fear of saying the wrong thing. And we need to stop. We need to stop bending to the will of those few that would have us think that we're wrong to have our individual thoughts in this country. We got to get ourselves back on track, and we have to be aware of what's happening. Parents, you have to know what they're teaching your kids in school. Ask them. You know, watch their homework assignments. If they're trying to put a computer program into your school system, you say no. This happened in Texas. You know, Jan was on here earlier. It was called S-Scope or something in Texas. And they were trying to push it through here in Indiana, and we fought it like crazy. But it's an online program. And then they have no oversight of it. So they can teach whatever they want to your children. And it's usually not good things about America or our founding fathers or about Christians. And here's another thing, Barbara. Remember when that one school, they had a fit because they wanted to take the kids to see Charlie Brown's Christmas Story, whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, and yet they take children into mosques to pray, and do you hear anything about it? No.
No.
I mean, this is just totally backwards and insane for the United States of America, and just very, very scary times that we're coming into, which means we all need to be strong. We need to be strong and stand up with Rand and like Rand Paul, who, by the way, was bullied by Lindsey Graham. I hope you people in South Carolina are going to do something about that coming up for re-election. And John McCain, who has proven that he is not a Republican or a conservative. He's not worthy
I don't know what he
to be
is.
In service. He's a Washington. He's a Washington insider. He is the establishment. He is part of the problem in this country, part of the problem. We just really, really need to get back to our Constitution.
Well, they also, they have, I know his handle is Gay Patriot, down in South Carolina.
I saw that, yes, yes.
That is going to, he wants the primary against Lindsey Graham.
Yes, I saw that.
And God bless him. He has my support.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to run or not. They were kicking that around on Twitter. It's at Gay Patriot on Twitter, if you have a Twitter feed. Somebody else was involved with that. Howe, H-O-W-E, I think, said he might run. Ben Howe, maybe. One of the two might run against Lindsey Graham. But Lindsey Graham has a $6 million chest of money. So it's going to have to be a real grassroots effort there in South Carolina to pull that out. And that means people on the ground. That means neighbors, friends. That means housewives, mothers, grandmothers. Get out there. Get the message out.
I actually think what a lot of people saw the other day was those two acting like how are you going to bash somebody for the Constitution, for standing up for constitutional rights? How dare they?
And he was totally, do we have Jan back? Let's see who we got here.
We do.
Yes, we do.
Hello.
We do have Jan back.
Thank you for coming back.
Awesome. Yeah, we lost you for a minute. It's like, where'd you go?
Well, you know, I thought you were through with me. We talked to a commercial break, and I just thought that we were through with me because I know you did half hour segments or whatever. So I thought my time was 6:30 to 7. So, but I'm back. It's fine. We're back.
Awesome. We continued our conversation about that Islam because that is. I mean, I don't think people really realize, you know, as they go about their daily lives, what's really happening, or maybe like you said, maybe they don't want to believe it.
Well, you know what? Here's the bottom line, ladies. Whether they want to believe it or not, the simple truth is this. There are, if you read the Quran, which I challenge people to read it, go get the Quran and read it. Because there in that book, which is their so-called holy book, is the root of all the Islamic terrorism that is occurring in this country and around the world today. There are over 109 verses in the Quran that dictate hate, murder, and terror against all people who refuse to submit or convert to Islam. That's why these people who are Muslim are committing these horrendous acts, these terrorist acts against innocent people. It's not because they're radical. It's because they're devout. They're simply following the dictates of their Quran. So if you just read the Quran, that's where the dictates are coming from. And when I post those on my wall, you can't argue with that. You can't say, I don't believe that. Well, it's in black and white in their book. It's their words, not mine. I challenge you to read it for yourself.
Where do we get this? You know, I do know some Muslims who, and I don't know if they follow the Quran or not, who are very nice people and they have nothing, they don't want nothing to do with, like, the jihad. Mm-hmm. Is that, do you suppose that's a different form?
No, let me say this. for people like you, and there are, and I run into a lot of people like you that say, but I have friends who are Muslims, and they're the nicest people, and they don't believe in these acts of terror. They don't condone those acts of terror. Well, then I would have to ask them, do you believe what is in your Quran? And if you do not, why do you align yourself with a religion that's Book of Directives tells you that you are to hate, murder, and terrorize people who do not believe as you do? It's not like just one little verse or two here or there in their Quran. It's 109 verses. And it's not their, you know, their Quran is divided into two parts, the Mecca and the Medina, just like our Bible is the New Testament and the Old Testament. Well, there is violence in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, all that changed after Christ came. And so Christians are told to love their enemies. We're told, you know, you give a Christian, you tell him to go out and follow the Bible, that a Christian who will give you the shirt off his back, he'll give away all of his worldly possessions, go out into the world and proselytize. Well, a lot of background noise. What is that?
Oh, that was probably me. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So a Christian will give the shirt off his back, go out and spread the gospel of Christ and reach out to people. A devout Christian will do that. A devout Muslim, on the other hand, if he follows the dictates of his holy book, will strap on a bomb and walk into a crowded building and kill people. So I hold adults accountable. Accountable for the religion they align themselves with. And if they grew up as Muslim, and so that's all they've ever known as Muslim, and they don't attend a mosque, and their parents just always told them to be nice and this sort of thing, then I can see them not really condoning terrorism. But then again, I say, why do you call yourself a Muslim if you do not believe in your holy book and what it dictates? All of the dictates of violence are in their so-called New Testament. And it was after Muhammad came along. Muhammad is their prophet. How can you believe in a prophet who is a documented mass murderer and pedophile? Mm-hmm. So those are serious questions you have to ask your Muslim friends. And if they are mosque-attending Muslims, I would want to ask them this. If you are a mosque-attending Muslim, you are required to participate in something called zakat, Z-A-K-A-T. Look it up. It is a mandated form of tithing. We all know what tithing is. If you're a Baptist, you know you got to tithe at your church, 10% of your salary, of your income. Muslims have to tithe a portion of their income. And it has already been proven by our federal government that a portion of that tithe has been funneled to support terrorism. And even their own religion insists that a portion of their tithe has to fund jihad. Ask them. Ask them about that. How do you justify participating in zakat when it has been proven and when your own religion dictates that a portion of that zakat has to be used for jihad? And when our own federal government, there was a big issue about that for a while because our government was saying we've got to stop this because they're funneling money to support terrorism. So that's the problem I have with people who are Muslim. If you're a Muslim, I want to know from you, why do you align yourself with the holy book that dictates so much hate and violence against all people? How can you align yourself with a religion that condones the genital mutilation of little girls, that condones the hanging of gay men, that condones the stoning to death of women who are accused of a sexual indiscretion, that condones the murder of your own children in the name of family honor? How can you as a civilized human being align yourself with a religion that supports that and a Sharia law that is so barbaric? Those are questions that if I could just sit down and talk with a Muslim, those are the questions I would ask. And most of the time they'll sit there and look you in the face and say, well, that's not what our religion believes. And I say, well, have you read your Quran? Now, I will say this. There are probably as many Muslims in this country who do not know what is in their Quran as there are Christians who don't know what is in the Bible. Just because you say you're a Christian doesn't mean you are. No. Just because you say you're a Muslim doesn't mean you really align yourself with all that Islam stands for. But my question is, if you're a Christian and you do not stand for, if you do not stand behind the Bible that is the foundation of your Christianity, how can you call yourself a Christian?
Absolutely. And you make a really good point about the Old Testament, because they did stone women. But
sure they did.
Jesus said, he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Right.
So when Jesus came, you know, that
everything changed.
It changed. And I think it's in Corinthians is one of my favorite chapters. Mm-hmm. Talks about love.
Right.
And
you know, I I don't hate Muslims, and people have the misconception because I speak out against Islam that I have a hatred for Muslims, and that is absolutely just not true. I think there are a lot of deceived people out there who are following Islam, and they truly have not read the Quran, and they don't understand what they're aligning themselves with. And I think there are a lot of Muslims out there like Dr. Hudi Jazzer in Arizona. Dr. Jazzer is a wonderful man. He's an intelligent man who certainly doesn't condone the barbaric acts of terrorism that are occurring at the hands of his religion. But he said, if you look at, I challenge you to pull up The Third Jihad. That is a documentary that he did with Fox News. It's an amazing piece of work. He, on 9/11, when 9/11 happened, he was floored, absolutely devastated, because he'd been raised Muslim in America by Muslim parents who never read the Quran. He didn't know all of that. He didn't know what was in the Quran. He just knew that his parents were good people and they were nice people and they taught him to love his neighbor. And so he had never really, really studied the religion that his family had a history of aligning itself with. 9/11 happened, and he said that he was outraged. He started calling on imams all over the country. He wanted to have a big press conference, and he wanted to announce to America and the world that this is not Islam. He said, let's have a big press conference. And he called on all the imams to step forward and step up to the microphone and say, this is not Islam. And you know what happened? Not one single imam would stand up and say, this is not Islam, that we do not condone these acts of terror. Instead, Dr. Jazzer was excommunicated.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, He proceeded to do this in-depth study of Islam to find out what in the world is going on. So that's The Third Jihad is the documentary. You can pull it up on YouTube. I challenge everyone out there listening to watch it. His own investigating determined that there is a grave threat to America based on the Islamization of this country that is the current agenda of the Muslim Brotherhood. And he talks about what America needs to do, and he talks about his entire journey, and he brings up the documented evidence, the Muslim Brotherhood's documented plan for the destruction of America from within. He brings up Zakat, all of these issues that I've talked about. He also talks about the fact that there are 35 documented terrorist training camps on American soil, which Christian Action Network also, they did an investigation. They actually infiltrated these terror training camps in America that are mm-hmm. currently existing, and they showed exactly where these are and what is taking place at these camps. And you sit there and think, you know, our Department of Homeland Security is more concerned about law-abiding, constitutional, conservative Americans who are pro-gun, pro-constitution. They're more concerned about monitoring those people than they are these Islamic terror training camps that are taking place right here on American soil. I guarantee you, if there were Tea Party patriots that started forming camps in America where we were doing some serious arm-to-arm, hand-to-hand combat self-defense training, you think the Department of Homeland Security would allow that? Absolutely not. No. So political correctness is seriously standing in the way of our own government doing what they need to be doing regarding the Islamization of our country. And they're allowing this to occur.
Yes, and it's very frustrating. After you left, I brought up how, you know, Thomas Jefferson... So even back then, they had problems with the Muslims, and they were calling us infidels before America ever did anything to anybody. You know, they were waging war against people.
Actually, they've been waging war since the beginning of Islam. If you look at the 1,400-year... Now, listen to these stats, ladies, and this is documented. I'm not making it up. You can go check the figures. In the 1,400-year history of Islam, Muslims have murdered over 270 million people. Now, if Christians or any other religion in this world had that kind of murderous trail, that bloody trail through history, there would be an international summit called by the United Nations to deal with this issue, to get to the bottom of why any religion was responsible for that much world terror throughout history. It's absolutely insane that it's not happened, that we're not seriously discussing the problem here. And you look at all the wars going on right now around the world. How many of them have Islam at the root, at the base?
Right.
What does that say?
Yeah, absolutely. It says America's bad.
And you also mentioned, yes, it's always our fault. You mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Yes, that's the reason. When you, it's not that Islam has suddenly become a threat to America. Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers knew about the history of Islam because obviously it has been a problem since the beginning in its 1400 years. But not only Thomas Jefferson, he got a Quran. He owned a Quran. And then you have Winston Churchill, you know, who also came out very, very forcefully against Islam and what it stood for. And you go back and look on the internet at some of the things, some of the quotes by Winston Churchill on Islam. And you know, one of the interesting things about Barack Obama and people talking about Barack Obama being a Muslim, as soon as he moved into the White House, the first thing that he had moved out of the White House, which was very controversial, and it sent back to Britain, was the statue of Winston Churchill. Remember that?
Absolutely. And then he tried to make some excuse that it was just on loan and, you know, they had to send it back.
I can tell you exactly why it was removed, which the American people, nobody said anything about that. Everybody just kind of sat there and go, oh, well, that's a statue that has been in the White House forever. And for him to send it back, it's not only rude, but it's not his place. That belongs to we the people. That belongs to us.
Absolutely, I agree. Well, we have a caller calling in, so let's just see who's on the line here real quick. Who do I have at 540?
Hi, this is Chris with tomorrow's update for the Warrior Catholic Show. How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's going good, Chris. Have you been listening at all?
I haven't had a chance. I've been dealing with kids wanting to get out of their beds and not want to stay there.
Well, you want to catch the archives because Jan's been filling us in on the dangers of Islam in America. So tell us a little bit about what's going on tomorrow.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to hit up that archive because it sounds like a very pressing issue. But tomorrow we're going to be talking a little bit about the gun craze in schools and how kids are getting suspended for merely an image of a gun that a teacher might see, like the kid that ate his Pop-Tart into the shape of a supposed gun and was suspended. And in the second hour, I have Sister Helena Burns coming on to talk a little bit about theology of the body and the papal conclave and all kinds of good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be kind of fun.
Awesome. Oh, sounds like a great show. And maybe we'll know who the next pope is going to be by then. I don't know.
You never know. I mean, the world is watching.
You might have some breaking news for us. So
you never know. It might be.
All right.
Hey,
that's our
I'm curious. I would love to know who you think the next pope is going to be. They've been talking about it. They've been throwing some names out on Fox News. I'm just wondering, do you have a thought? Do you have a thought about who it might be that you could kind of give us a heads up?
Well, I've definitely been seeing a lot of speculation, and, you know, that's to be expected at this point. You know, everyone likes to get in and weigh on their opinion. But from what I've heard, a lot of the so-called Vatican insiders really haven't seen much of a quote-unquote front runner. But, you know, it's a little bit different than just regular politics. You know, you get this, this is more of a worldwide scene, a bunch of, you know, about 115 cardinals from all over the place coming together. So I'm not surprised there wasn't a pope today, or there probably won't be tomorrow. It might take a little bit, but, you know, it's definitely interesting to see how it plays out.
I thought it was interesting. They were throwing out the name of a guy from Australia, and they said that so far the only person who had spoke out against him becoming the pope was his mother.
because
his own mother, she just said the reason she didn't want him to become the pope is because she would never see him again. she was being funny about it, but I mean, she wasn't serious. Of course, she would be extremely honored if he became the pope. But anyway, I thought that was kind of cute.
The mother perspective there, because your children are your children, and you want access to them. So
absolutely.
Okay, sounds like a wonderful show. So we encourage everybody listening out there, tune in tomorrow at 7 Eastern for the Warrior Catholic Show.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thanks back to those kids. I know they keep you busy. So.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chris. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that's our own Warrior Catholic on Wednesday nights here on Conservative Nation Radio. So, and
sounds like he has an interesting show coming up. I'm kind of curious. I think I might have to tune into that.
Yes.
Same place.
He does have a very good guest and very good perspective. So, if not, you can catch it in the archives because all our shows are archived on conservativenationradio.org. So you can always catch them in the archives. So that's always a good thing. So we want to encourage everybody to do that also. And
read up on this Islam, because as Jan has been telling us, this is a real problem. And while you were gone, Jan, did you see in Detroit, you know, because they collapsed and it was taken over, the Republicans were, you know, governor was taken over it, and the mm-hmm. the woman there said it was because they didn't like it because that was the birthplace of Islam in America.
It was the first city to basically be taken over by Muslims. Dearborn, Michigan, it is known for its Islamic population. And eventually, you know, one of the things that they're known for is reproducing at a rate of 10 to 1 compared to the reproduction rate of Americans. So you do the math. What's going to happen in time with the population growing, steadily growing, of Muslims in this country, and you get cities like Dearborn that are a perfect example of what happens when they take over a population. When you take over a city, then everything there is a different place. It's not like America. And I think eventually that's what we're going to be faced with if we don't deal with this issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And here's what I don't think we got to that on this show tonight. We may have mentioned it on the last show, but here's what I think we should do to deal with it, because I'm not for deporting all the Muslims or anything that radical or,
right.
You know, that's not the solution. I think that we need to deal with it legislatively, and here's what I think we should do. I think we should look at the First Amendment and define what our founders meant by religion. If you define religion, and that if you add to that and you say, however, any religion that's book of directives commands that its followers commit crimes that are against the laws of this country, then that religion loses its tax-exempt religious status and shall be banned from practice here because it shall be classified as a terrorist organization. Think about it. If a religion commands its people to commit crimes that are against the laws of this country, then that is a terrorist organization. Just like you can't... Would we allow a religion to organize in this country that's Book of Directives told their followers to molest little girls and molest little boys, to murder old people, just think of the most horrendous things that you can imagine. If we allow one religion to get by with dictates that are illegal in this country, then where do you draw the line? And I think that when you classify something as religion and religious freedom, the freedom of worship that is covered in the First Amendment, we need to get specific about what the founders meant and how we define religion in this country. I don't care if you worship snakes. I don't care if you're atheist. What I do care about is the fact that your religion tells you that if you do not follow that religion, that you do not have a right to live.
Absolutely. And
right.
And we addressed that briefly while you were gone, because we were talking about there is no separation of church and state actually in the Constitution. And the Danbury Baptists, when they wrote that letter, they clarified in there, you know, they weren't sure they were protected enough to practice their religion freely as long as they didn't commit a crime against another human being. It's already clarified. You just got to go look at the history.
Well, to me, it's pretty plain and simple. If Muslims in America want to continue to practice Islam in America, then they simply need to go to the Quran and strip out all those dictates, 109 of them, that command hate, murder, and terror against all non-Muslims. Well, actually, I don't even care if their Bible tells them to hate us. I just don't want them to have justification biblically for murdering us if we do not submit or convert.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I draw the line. You know, murder is against the law in this country. I don't care what justification you claim you have for it. There is no justification.
Absolutely. Well, Jan, I really want to thank you for joining us and for calling back in after you realized we were still on the air and being so informative for our listeners. So,
absolutely, ladies.
We're going to be going on the air quickly. Yeah. So, but yeah, we want to thank you. And anytime you want to come back and discuss any topic, you just let us know, because we're always happy to have you. So, but yes, thank you, because you're right. This needs to be brought to the forefront. You know, too many people are worried about the next episode of American Idol, or, you know,
Or Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo, Beverly Housewives of Beverly Hills, whatever. We need to start focusing on what's really important here in this country. So thank you so much for stopping.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed it.
All right.
You're brilliant. Enjoyed the show. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys. And we're about to hit off the air here, guys. I want to thank everybody who tuned in and listened. We're here every Tuesday, 7 Eastern, on conservativenationradio.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, Jan, again, for calling in.